This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show. We have Lionel coming up in the next segment with his scholarly analytical take on current affairs. We're going to delve back into the North Korea news in a moment. We have more escalation, more tension in the region. We're going to talk about the French election, the first round of which is coming up here in 6 days' time. Can Marine Le Pen come out on top and get that momentum that will take her into the second round, give her a chance of victory? Before we get into that, I want to tell you about the Easter Mega Specials extended at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. As you heard from Alex at the start of the show, we're under constant barrage. The intensification of these attacks has never been more sustained, more intense than it is right now. We depend on your support more than ever. That's not a cliche. It's getting really down to the wire now. The red line has been crossed. They're targeting us financially. So we have the extended specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30% off BrainForce. I just popped two of these about 30 minutes ago again. Jet lagged, 2 hours sleep. That's going to pick you up. That's going to give you mental clarity. BrainForce Plus, the new formula, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, mental acuity, mental clarity. It's not a speedy effect. It's not a junky effect. It just pushes you through. And especially if you're hosting a 3-hour radio show with massive bright light shining on your face with 2 hours sleep, that is a huge help. So for any task like that, any intensive task, BrainForce is going to be an absolute wonder for you. 30% off. That special is extended. We have 25% off Super Male Vitality. And we have here another 5-star review, which was posted on InfoWarsStore.com. Again, independent 5-star review, Super Male Vitality, blew me away. Wow. After dabbling in herbology for the last several years, I know that supplements like these are usually diluted, and that only quality products get real results. This is an independent review of Super Male Vitality. I have been wanting to try this Super Male Vitality for a while, and with the confidence I have in Alex Jones, if he says it works, then it does. No lie, this supplement is powerful. What an incredible feeling this gives. I can only describe it as focus and happiness with a side of high-quality energy without jitters. And that's what we hear over and over again. This isn't a junky, speed-like feeling. Like, I used to take a different nootropic similar to Brain Force, and that kind of gave you a you know, the heart-racing feeling, which you really don't want. Brain Force doesn't do that. Super Male Vitality doesn't do that. We have 25% off with the special extended at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off. Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 25% off. Super Female Vitality, also 25% off, as is Survival Shield X2 and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 5-star independent reviews. We depend on your support now more than ever, as we are under constant assault by the establishment on a daily basis. Lionel's coming up. Let's hit a couple of news stories in the final minute of this segment. Era of strategic patience by US towards North Korea is over. That's Mike Pence, who, of course, is in South Korea right now. He announced the, quote, end of strategic patience towards Pyongyang, adding that all options are on the table. Pence spoke on Monday while visiting the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, and Zero Hedge reports on top of that, Trump considering kinetic military action on North Korea, including sudden strike. So there's not going to be any warning whatsoever. This is the main contention that South Korea and Japan have got. They said to Trump, if you're going to strike North Korea, you have to talk to us first. Now it looks like that is not going to happen. If there is a strike, it will be a complete surprise to North Korea, to South Korea, to Japan, to everyone. And how quickly will that escalate tensions in the region? We'll continue to track it, but we will be back in the next segment with Lionel. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the Alex Jones Show, and we have our guest, Lionel. We're going to cover a huge gamut of issues over the next 50 minutes or so. He is a commentator and radio host. The website is lionelmedia.com. You can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Lionel, it's been a while. Welcome back.
Thank you. And let me just also add, because I'm following your footsteps, my YouTube channel at Lionel Nation.
Lionel Nation on YouTube. Go and check that out. Building his YouTube channel there. Again, vital to have that reach across all these different platforms. Lionel, I want to start with North Korea because we were covering the fact that basically Trump has said he won't talk to Japan and South Korea if there is a military attack on North Korea. They have said all along, before anything happens, you need to talk to us first. That looks like it's not going to happen. We have it tied in with the Syria narrative, you know, that Trump was right to bomb Assad in Syria, that sent a strong message to North Korea. It seems to have worked, at least domestically. His poll number is back up to 50%. Do you think the two issues of North Korea and Syria can be separated, or should they be treated as one grand narrative?
Well, first and foremost, I don't believe anything I read in the newspaper or newspapers or media. Listen to me, newspapers, I'm being rather anachronistic here. I don't believe anything that I hear. I think that, very frankly, President Trump and T-Rex Tillerson and others are getting a little bit feeling pretty good, getting those numbers bumped. Let's face it, they've been catching grief left and right, and all of a sudden, when you start rattling those sabers and talking about fighting back and dropping MOABs, by the way, this is the mother of all broadcasting right now, but when you talk about that, and you talk about death and destruction and the usual, dare I say this phallic referencing, you know, it has tremendous benefits for poll numbers and the like, and I think, very frankly, the president's human, and his political folks are human, so they're going to ratchet up this kind of speech. Unfortunately, as I said, I don't believe anything. And what I don't also believe is that this country has never understood, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but nobody ever wants to think about North Korea's perspective. You know, there's a wonderful scholastic, an academic by the name of Bruce Cummings from the University of Chicago to explain this, C-U-M, 1-M, Cummings, to explain the history and the background of North Korea. And I would venture to say, Paul, that most Americans have no idea. They're told that Kim Jong-un is an idiot, he's insane, he's syphilitic or crazy or whatever he's doing, he's a man-child, he's a lunatic, there's starvation, and they will believe this. So what I do hope, and I would be less than honest if I didn't say there isn't a part of me that says, you know, if we could somehow, perhaps by virtue of some kind of cyber shenanigans, disengage or denude someone, disengorge some of them of their ability to detonate a nuclear bomb, potentially, I'd be less than candid. I didn't say there's a part of that thought that was a good idea. However, we're now doing cyber attacks. So how are we going to be talking to somebody else who dares to implement the same against us? Dare I say, dread Russia? Whatever. So it's very, very complicated. I'm sure that we will work through this. But, Paul, I don't believe anything I hear or read.
No, it's also, you know, something that I've thought about many times is North Koreans, the people themselves are kind of dehumanized. People don't realize that, you know, you're not just wiping out a horrible regime, which it is. You're wiping out millions of people who are brainwashed victims. In their heart of hearts, we know they don't support Dear Leader. We know that they're forced to do so. You have a network in North Korea of 200,000 people in concentration camps, basically thought criminals. These people have criticized the government or somebody's reported them for not showing enough worship for Dear Leader. You know, you have horrible atrocities being committed in these camps. You know, these people are victims too. It's not as if they're right behind Dear Leader and that they're falling. They only support him outwardly, because if they didn't, right, they'd be thrown in a camp with all their entire family. So when people talk about bombing North Korea, it's very, you know, it's very flagrant, and it doesn't account for the fact that these are victims themselves, right?
But also, yes, well, again, and I don't want to keep saying this, I believe this to be true. I mean, I have been so bamboozled. I have been so lied to. Weapons of mass destruction, you name it. So, okay, I'll give you that one. Let's look a little bit more. This is as others have said, North Korea is a garrisoned country. This is a country where virtually everybody is or has been in the military. With an average of 10 years of experience, there is underground, since 1945, they have been building and preparing. They have been at war, or the threat of war, almost their entire existence. So we're talking caves. We're talking an ability to fight the likes of which we have not seen before. Understand who this army is. There's also this idea that South Korea is nirvana, you know, Shangri-La. Not necessarily so. So what my concern is that when you have, Paul, nothing but exercises and war games and saber rattling in South Korea all the time, Let me ask you something, because you're a bright man, despite your jet lag, and the fact that you haven't slept in 14 days. Do you think that maybe, just maybe, we might be precipitating some type of battle by constantly reminding folks we're right here? And in this era of nuclear bombs, do people think, like in the era of when you could smoke on an airplane, where people thought that the smoke would go up to aisle 16 or seat and then stop, nuclear fallout, do we have lost sight of what we're talking about here? So while this is terrific, and while everybody universally loathes, hates, derides, abhors this crazed, despotic ruler, the more everybody speaks in unison, I'm sorry if I didn't say this, the more suspect I am of the truth. Because you understand something, because John Pilger said, never believe anything unless it's officially denied, and I don't believe anything. I don't believe, and there's no pro-North Korea contingent, but I don't believe this. It's as though you want me to believe this. You want me to sign on to war with North Korea? And how exactly is that to take place? Is it limited? Have we thought about this? And, Paul, when you have somebody by the name of Mad Dog Mathis as the architect of your defense policy, is there not a part of you that's just a tad bit concerned?
I mean, it's incredible how lightly it's treated. Oh, it's just a nuclear war. It's just a regional nuclear war. You know, how are people going to deal with that? You've got millennials on Twitter who have mental breakdowns if you tag them in a tweet. How are they going to deal with an actual nuclear war? Now, of course, it might not conflate with the U.S. They might not be under direct assault, under direct threat. But again, how are people actually going to cope with that, given they can't cope with mean tweets?
May I say something for a minute? And I know this sounds very gratuitous, but being gratuitous doesn't mean it's not true. You have been dangerously, diabolically, evilly, if there isn't, brilliant in your YouTube disquisitions on snowflakes, SJWs, this spineless group of invertebrates, these little powder puffs who show, you know, Paul, in my generation, when I was a kid, I remember kind of like the end of, I mean, I missed the Vietnam War by this much. The left was anti-war, tough. The left was dirty jokes, provocative stuff, underground, pornography, blue movie, listen to me. It was cutting edge. It was the right. It was the adults who said, stop saying that. Ooh, you're dirt. Ooh, you're hateful. Stop. The left was cutting edge, and it was music that talked about war, and we voted. And when we or they protested, you didn't scratch your head and said, this man, this woman is walking around with foam rubber, engorged genitalia, and pudenda. This woman's wearing a knit cap that apparently is some for... We're asking, what the hell are these people even, what are they marching for? And you have so perfectly targeted these imbecilic cretins, these Boeotians, who, do they know anything? This weekend in New York, they were protesting, not false flag attacks in Syria, not more war, not Trump going back on his word, as he said, not the MAGA, Make America Great. Oh, no, no, no. They weren't talking about that. No, no, they were protesting Trump's tax returns. What the hell are they talking about? Their tax returns? What do they, has anybody, do they read anything? Is this, did they sign up for this, like when you rent a hall for a wedding? I got the deposit down. Might as well have the wedding. Did they arrange that day for protests and they can't go back on their word? I mean, who are these people? Do they know what's going on? And by the way, the staunch, if you want to call it the right, the mindless Trump acolyte, and there are some of those, have forgotten why they voted for him. So, my dear friend Paul, I think we are in the middle of what appears to be an insane asylum, from clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here we are, stuck in the middle with you, to quote the great Jerry Rafferty. It's insane.
It is a kind of pincer movement. We've got insanity on all sides of the equation. We'll be back to talk about it with Lionel after the break. Also, I want to get into the French election, because that is coming up in 6 days' time with Marine Le Pen. The polls are all over the place. We will talk about it in the next segment with Lionel. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
We are live on the Alex Jones Show talking to Lionel. The website is lionelmedia.com. Let's stick on geopolitics. Let's just round up there. We have the New York Times, and I think you just put out a video, Lionel, called The Mainstream Media is the Enemy of the People on this kind of subject. The New York Times' Thomas Friedman came out with an article, and this is up on Gateway Pundit. There's a headline, "Media Turns Liberal Mainstream Outlets Openly Siding with ISIS Over Trump." This is Thomas Friedman, New York Times. He writes that Trump should not fight ISIS. Quote, "The same way we encourage the Mujahideen fighters to bleed Russia in Afghanistan." So you have a major New York Times writer openly calling for Trump to leave ISIS alone, in the same way that we didn't just leave the Mujahideen alone, of course, in Afghanistan. We gave them the weapons. We've seen this from the very beginning when they said openly, let's just back the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. I mean, Lionel, why is the establishment, which after all, you know, embraced this attack on Assad last week, they loved it. They immediately forgave Trump for many of his sins in the immediate aftermath of this Tomahawk missile attack. Why are they now openly encouraging him to allow the spread of a jihadist army that has terrorized an entire continent?
Well, let me see if I can give you an adult and a cogent answer. Because they're stupid. Because Americans are, stupid. Don't read, don't care, don't wonder. They're incurious. They know more about sports. They knew more about Tom Brady's underinflated footballs than they do what's going on. And what Tom Friedman did, and I am rather, let's face it, like the great Gore Vidal said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst. I think somebody went backstage at the New York Times and said, "Hey, Tommy, do me a favor. I'll bet you, I want you to see how big your C.O. Jones are. I want you to write an article basically telling the world that we are using, that the West is using ISIS deliberately, that they are ours. Put this in an article, and I will bet you that nobody is smart enough to realize what you've just done." In this article, he basically admits and explains that ISIS is a tool, ISIS that beheads, kills, slaughters Christians. ISIS, the same people that is the embodiment of the boogeyman. He writes in there that basically it's an inside job. It's basically like professional wrestling. And nobody says anything. This was a test. This was to say, my God, do they read us? Do they care about us? Is anybody paying attention to us? Or do they just not know? I mean, Paul, I'm still reeling from that. I can't believe he was allowed to say that, frame that. That is the blueprint of what's going on. This is amazing. And also, I was doing a radio show this morning. To give an example, and I'm sure you've done this too, because people think I'm nuts. Could be for different reasons, but, and I said, well, the subject, this is a news radio program. All right. I said, well, you do realize that there are a lot of people, myself included, who believe that the whole gas act was basically a false flag. That it was contrived, it was staged, it was orchestrated, as it was in 2013. Cy Hirsch said this. We have evidence of this. We know it. It's part of their MO. And you could hear the crickets. It was like somebody said, cue the crickets. And I said, did you hear what I said? Where the hell have you been? Paul, am I living in a parallel universe? Have you and Alex and others deluded me into thinking that somehow everybody knows what we know? Am I walking around in some kind of a cosmic psychotic fugue where am I the only one? I'm not talking to a guy in a corner. I'm talking to a newspaper, a radio host who says, well, did you see the pictures of the dead babies? And the guy says, yes.
That's the thing, Lionel, over and over again. It's this appeal to sentimentality and emotion. Yes, it's tragic. But it can still be tragic and be a different narrative from what you're telling us. The fact that we question the narrative doesn't mean that it's not tragic, doesn't mean that it's not horrific to see children dying. Yes, people died, but there was no investigation whatsoever. Robert Parry, who is a major journalist, came out and said it looked like an explosion on the ground, not an ordnance drop from above. Again, no actual independent investigation. We're not diminishing the scale of the horror. They try and pull that card over and over again. We're going to come back, Lionel, in the next segment and talk about it. We're going to talk about what happened in Cleveland and the French election coming up in 6 days' time. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our
have 5-star reviews, independent reviews. They work for the people who get them, and it supports this network. 30% off Brainforce right now. at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the supplement I popped to right before the show today. Again, jet lag, 2 hours sleep. This helps immeasurably. Did the same thing last time I visited and hosted this show with these bright lights, 2 hours sleep, popped a couple of Brain Force, powerful nootropic supplement to give you mental clarity, energy. And it's 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Super Male Vitality, as is Vitamin Mineral Fusion Secret 12, Vitamin B12, and Super Female Vitality. Again, the ad rolls were taken away from us. YouTube demonetization. Now, Google delisting InfoWars.com. This is all costing us massively. We're talking about millions of dollars a year. But you followed through on your support, again, immeasurably over the past few weeks. Right at the time when we needed it the most. We're being censored across the web for refusing to follow mainstream media propaganda. We're beholden to you. We're not beholden to mega donors who tell us what to say. Nobody comes in here before I go on the air and tells me what stories to cover or what to say about them. Nobody does it to Alex. Nobody does it to anyone here. Complete autonomy. We're beholden only to you. Do we make mistakes? We're not perfect. Yes, we make mistakes. But again, we're not being directed. We're not mouthpieces for people like George Soros. We rely on you and you only, and you have supported us greatly in the past few weeks by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and the Easter Mega Specials are extended for a limited time only. Take advantage of those today at InfoWarsStore.com. Lionel, we just got cut off there. You were talking about the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Questions surrounding its authenticity, or at least its origin. Finish up with your point then.
Well, one of the things which I don't start off questioning the fact that somebody's dead or that people are dying. I just don't. I mean, I'm not one of those people. Well, I should. Now, in 2013, remember a while back, and this is brutal because let me explain something, Paul. I mean, if you're going to basically ask that your country engage and prosecute a war, you better know what's going on. In 2013, remember when they said there was a tragedy in Ghouta? And I'm not trying to make fun of this, but there's a tragedy in Ghouta. And the inspectors came in and said, who, these people? Yes. They're decomposing. Who are they? No, somebody brought them in. What? And because the subject matter was so horrible, people said, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Then you showed the white helmets. By the way, George Clooney, what, gave him an Academy Award, the white helmets? Can you believe? Seriously. I mean, does George Clooney, does anybody say, George, what parallel universe? The white helmets. Don't let the white, it's an expression. They're handling dead people. And meanwhile, anybody who is mildly conversant in rudimentary and abecedarian gas specifics and basics would say, I don't think that's the way you pick up somebody with sarin. You're going to be in a hazmat. So every indication, not to mention the MO, not to mention the fact that, Paul, listen, and by the way, yeoman's work to you. When I talked to you this morning, you spoke in a Viennese accent, and you were yelling, who ordered the veal cutlet? I don't know. What was the matter with you? You had no sleep for 2 weeks, and you're yelling, you know, NEM, NEM. But God bless you. You put a suit on, and you dressed up well. But let's do a couple of things here. Can we just assume that Assad is not crazy? I mean, or foolish. I know people use crazy. Now imagine this. You're Assad, and somebody says, President Assad, you're not going to believe this. T-Rex Tillerson, the president, everybody are saying, hands off Syria. Regime change is stupid. There's no reason to even talk about this. Let's let Syria decide, get this. This is a genius position. Let the Syrians decide what Syria should do. Okay, fine. Not exactly genius, but in this day and age, it's pretty novel. So you're Bashar al-Assad. So what you do is you say, huh, I'm off the hook. No. Hey, guys, I got an idea. Hear me out. I'm going to gas my people now. What? Yeah, now. Now that basically I've averted war, I, because I'm insane, I'm wacky, I'm a lunatic, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then, and kudos to you again, my friend, what we do is we attack an airbase. Now work with me on this one, an airbase And I would think, Paul, I mean, I'm not a military genius here, but I think the runway's pretty important in an airbase. We leave the runways alone. Okay, fine. But we hit kind of underneath and we hit these planes, and it turns out that that base in Shariat, or whatever the pronunciation is, actually protected Christian cities from fending off ISIS, who, according to Tom Friedman, is really our friend because it will help bleed Russia, Hezbollah, and Iran. Now, I'm crazy. You're crazy. Alex is crazy. I'm looking at this insanity, merely asking questions, and my perspective is being questioned. None of this makes any sense. And when you put your videos out and you explain this, as long as you're able to do that, as long as you're not, you know, arrested for speaking the truth, it makes just so much sense. None of this makes any sense. And by the way, Paul, I got to say this. I am not a religious person. I'm a retired Catholic, and I wish nothing but people of faith all over the world, peace, happiness, and whatever. But yesterday, especially if you follow Facebook, it was, "He is risen. He is risen. Jesus Christ is my Savior," quoting everything you can imagine. Great. Good for you. I like his word. Do unto others. Peace. Feed the poor. Wonderful. Wonderful. These same people, these cafeteria Christians and cafeteria Catholics, all of a sudden will go from basically espousing and propagating the word of Christ, which is peace, love, helping the poor, and will pivot into let's bomb and drop the mother of all bombs. And watch as they speak almost orgasmic about the explosive power. Look at this thing. Look how big it is. And look how we targeted and we showed them and we got them. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You just told me 5 minutes ago about God. Yeah. But Jesus is on our side. And so it is schizophrenic, disjointed. None of this makes any sense. And my beloved country, my fellow Americans, know nothing about history. You know, Tolstoy said history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. And so we are just told and given this Manichaean idea, Bashar al-Assad's a bad guy, this is a good guy, and Paul, maybe you can help me out with this one. I'm still trying to figure out, if somebody could tell me, how exactly did the Russians tap into and hand the election to Trump? I'm still waiting for this one. So you and I are living in an asylum, with all due respect to asylum. We are in a parallel universe where people know nothing. They just read this playbook, bumper sticker, cookie cutter, echo chamber, basically front page. They turn to CNN and MSDNC and others. They'll devote 5 minutes. Whenever there's bombing, people clap, and they know absolutely nothing. And yet, you're the nut. You're the dangerous person. You're the conspiracy theorist. You are. Not
that. I mean, I feel overwhelmed just reading the news every day. You can understand why they just take it from the top, from the few headlines, and don't dig in any further. You can see the process. I mean, it is genuinely overwhelming.
Look at this guy, Brian Williams, by the way, the only guy to get in trouble for lying about the Iraq war. Think about that one. The only person. And he goes on, and Rachel Maddow apparently was dissed by him. And again, he waxes orgasmic over this. Does this man have any idea of what he's talking about? And then what happens is you have this unique, and this is what people should realize. For the first time, there is an absolute existential threat to the mainstream, alt-left, anti-Trump, puppet, sock puppet media. There's a real existential threat. You, Alex Cernovich, all of these folks, name it, you are. And what happens is they're saying, oh, my God, what do we do? Do you know that on your worst day, Paul, on your worst day, your worst video, your worst, I mean, you outdo, I don't know how many conventional brick and mortar, hardcore conventional media. Do you know what that does to them? And now they're turning to their friends. And by the way, I got to say something right now because you mentioned this Facebook. Can you please explain to me, and I'm a lawyer by profession, and I don't want people to be in any way linked criminally to somebody who is inspired by some insanity. Somebody could read your poetry, listen to your song, and go out and kill 12, and I don't think you should be held responsible. But Facebook knows everything, Paul, about you. Good morning, Paul. It's 35 degrees in your town. Good morning, Paul. Paul, can we have your phone number? Paul, can we have your email? Paul, would you, hey, this is in your neighborhood. Paul, we know where you are. We know your friends. Hey, Paul, remember saying this a year ago? Hey, Paul, remember this? We know where you are. But if Paul Joseph Watson decides to get a gun, hold somebody hostage, or rape somebody for 5 days, or beat somebody, they don't know where you are. They can't find you. I don't know what you're talking about. You think maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory, that they don't want to tell the cops where these people are because then they're going to realize that they're basically admitting that they know where we are. Do you not find it funny that if I post something that calls into question Obama's birth or whatever, something that does not meet the arduous, you know, fact filters of PolitiFact and Snopes, by the way, the biggest con since the neck tattoo. But do you think that maybe, I mean, those are people who say, take that down, who know everything about me. I'm doing Facebook Live. They can't find somebody on the run? I mean, are you kidding me? Do they expect me to believe that?
I mean, it is interesting, isn't it? The photos we know are geotagged where they can locate them. But, I mean, let's get onto that. I wanted to cover it. Of course, we had this horrific video which went up, which was uploaded. He goes up to this guy, this frail old man, shoots him, absolutely senseless, horrific murder. You can't even pin any kind of narrative to this. At least with ISIS beheading, you can pin a narrative from where it came from, even though it's completely horrific in and of itself. But with this, I mean, do you think that, you know, social media has encouraged this kind of insanity? Or is it pre-existing? Is it going to happen with or without Facebook? Or do you think that this kind of instant celebrity, as dark as it is encouraging to do this people through social media?
Yes. The answer is, of course, yes. Whenever you do that. Look, there was a time years ago when, you know, I'm sure when the Gutenberg press came along and said, hey, this is great. We can print the Bible. Well, as soon as pornographers came along, they said, no, we got something else in mind. Well, nobody's going to, you know, blast the printing press. We had the Anarchist Cookbook in 1970 where people would say, you can't print that. People are going to be, you're going to encourage people to make bombs. This has been going on forever. What it does is social media potentiates insanity. It doesn't cause it. It inspires some. But here's the best part. If you provide a platform, if you know, in the world of libel, if you republish something over and over and over, and you're basically responsible for repeating something that people have considered to be libelous or detrimental or whatever it is, you hold a certain degree of responsibility. But what I don't understand is, how is it that a group of people, Facebook in particular, that is so persnickety, have you ever had posts that you've wanted to post denied? Denied, or they say no.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, at one stage, they were blocking every post as spam if it was an InfoWars link. It was incredible.
So that means that somewhere, somebody said, we're going to put into an encryption algorithm your name. Now, do you think somebody would say, hey, Zuckerberg, I got an idea. Can you maybe put in something that looks for the word kill or thing, or listens for gunshots? Or maybe, just maybe, is there a main office at Facebook? Does somebody say, hello, thank you for calling Facebook. Did you know somebody's killing people on Facebook? I'm sorry, stand by. We'll put you on line two. Yeah, hey, boss, you said, you know somebody is killing somebody? Can we track these people down? I know that we basically have every aspect of their life that has been recorded, and through cross-referencing, I cannot believe how in this world of hyper-militarization and MOABs and, you know, predictive software, minority report stuff, we have, Paul, TVs that can listen to you, but we can't find a person on the run who basically uses Facebook? Nobody could, you think somebody would say, I know exactly where he is. He's right here. Boom. Thank you. How does this happen? Now, does anybody question that? And I'm not necessarily saying that it's their responsibility. I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm not doing that. But what I love is the selectivity of Big Brother. Sometimes he helps, sometimes he doesn't. And by the way, this great equalizer, let's look at that fellow, Mr. Dow, the other day on United Airlines. Were it not for citizen journalists who became the eyes and ears of the collective conscience of the country, all of this would have been just swept under the rug. So what I'm saying is that none of this makes any sense. They know exactly where I am. They know exactly where you are. And maybe I'm the conspiracy nut here, but do you mean to tell me that there isn't the remotest of possibilities where somebody is saying, you know, if we all of a sudden break the door down, maybe that kind of sends the wrong message? I don't know. I've never been surprised when it comes to corporate and government merging and the insanity that results therefrom.
We will be back with Lionel. Final segment, we're going to talk about the French election coming up. Infowars.com, breaking news, also Cernovich live in studio next hour. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Again, breaking news, Infowars.com, don't go away.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Back back on the Alex Jones Show live. Before we go back to Lionel, I just want to tell you about another great special we have at InfoWarsLife.com. This is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It's selling out fast, but we have it 25% off while supplies last. Again, we're quickly selling out of this deep earth iodine supply at InfoWarsLife.com as we face the biggest threat to our supply in more than 4 years. Now is your chance to stock up on this essential supplement at a drastically reduced price of 25% off. That is a great deal. Help us get enough funding to try and place a new order with our supplier. So this is not going to stick around for long. It is nascent iodine. And again, it supports this network in the face of continued sustained attacks from the establishment, from the mainstream media. 25% off. We've still got the Easter Mega Specials extended for a limited time. 30% off Brain Force, 25% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Same discount on the Vitamin B12, the Super Female Vitality, and Survival Shield X2 and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star independent reviews. Support the growth, the survival of this network by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Lionel, we got a couple of minutes left. We're probably not going to get time. Just touch on the French election. I just want to get your quick take on the French election in the final couple of minutes here.
You know, one of the things that, of course, our mainstream media portray Marine Le Pen to be some kind of nut. She's a Nazi. And, you know, of course, well, of course, whenever I heard that initially, I said, well, I want to hear what she has to say. Because remember, whatever the media say, mainstream media, it's the opposite. They are the reverse or inverse search dog, you know, the bloodhound. When the dog goes this way, go this way. Like they said, never believe anything until it's officially denied. Did you hear what she said when they asked her questions about what do you have against people wearing burkas or women wearing burkinis? And what's your beef? And she would say things like, that's not French. That's not the way we are. And when I listened to that, I said, wait a minute. Now, I may be extrapolating a tad too much here. Maybe. Won't be the first time. Won't be the last time. But this is what Trump's message was. And by the way, before he went into this neocon frenzy, I guess before they got to him, when he was going to make America great and believed in infrastructure and jobs and what really mattered, what got him elected, but that's another issue. But what she was saying was that there is this core value principle of what we are. This is who we are, the French. Whether you agree or not, it doesn't matter. Now, do you know what they call that? Nationalism. Or my favorite, populism. Or, if you really want to be crazy, nativism. I want people to watch this. Because that's not about France. It's not about their particular idiosyncratic geography. This is about world themes, world memes, and world tropes that you will see here now and in the immediate future.
Absolutely incredible. We have an article which we posted. 500,000 ballots have been sent out to people who live outside of France with two votes. They've got two polling cards. That obviously means that people who are naturally going to be against Le Pen are going to have the opportunity to vote twice. The police are saying they're not even going to investigate it. Incredible. Lionel, quickly, 20 seconds. Tell people where they can find you on YouTube and Twitter.
At YouTube, at Lionel Nation. Our YouTube channel is Lionel Nation, and Twitter is at Lionel Media. And Paul, thank you. I am your biggest fan, your most diehard acolyte and apostle. Keep up your great work, my friend.
Okay, you keep it up too, Lionel. We'll be sure to get you back on the air. LionelMedia.com, at Lionel Media. We will be back with the third hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So, what